All right, wrestling fans, it is Wednesday, March 2nd, and Pro Wrestling America is coming to you this week from the Pfizer Forum in Milwaukee. And as we're in Milwaukee, yes, it is a joint card with Motor City Wrestling. But first, the camera opens up on David Von Erich outside the Pfizer Forum very early in the morning. As I drive into my parking spot, David grabs a baseball bat and breaks the driver's window. David drags me out of the car and throws me into a van that pulls up. Gordy is in the driver's seat of the van. David climbs into the van with me and slams the door, and Gordy drives off. What's going on? What is the monster heel going to do with me? And what is the deal with me anyway? Everybody else in the PWA is a real wrestler. What is with Southern Dynamite? What is his backstory? Well, Southern Dynamite is simply me, as it could have been if I would have lived out my childhood dream of becoming a pro wrestler. But Southern Dynamite was a nickname I inherited in high school. I'm not even sure who gave it to me, but I've always been a student of the Civil War, especially the Confederacy, and I also tend to have had a quick temper, explosive like dynamite. So there you go, Southern Dynamite. When e-wrestling was taking off in the mid-90s, I jumped on the bandwagon, and Southern Dynamite was the gimmick that was the most successful for me. And I ran Super Pro Wrestling Federation from 1996 until 2001 with Southern Dynamite as the promoter and an occasional wrestler. The backstory of his wrestling career comes from another of my previous fantasy wrestling leagues, Mississippi Valley Wrestling, which I may occasionally put scrapbook lookbacks on the podcast, as the Mississippi Valley Wrestling was completely original wrestlers that I had come up with for it. Dynamite begins wrestling in northern Mississippi shortly after his 16th birthday in 1993. During his time in MVW, he becomes an accomplished booker for the Northern Circuit, covering the northern part of Mississippi and the southern part of Tennessee. He springboarded from the MVW into the Confederate Championship Wrestling Association, the precursor to the Super Pro Wrestling Federation in 1996. After going through college, Dynamite becomes a bit of a recluse. He reappeared to begin Pro Wrestling America in the Upper Midwest, and from July 2020 on, his work with the PWA has been on this podcast. Now, granted, I have not always been thrilled with promoters getting involved in wrestler storylines like Southern Dynamite and David Von Erich right now. Sometimes it works out great, like it did for Dusty Rhodes as the Booker against the Four Horsemen, or Vince McMahon versus Stone Cold. Other times you get storylines like McMahon's corporate ministry, Bischoff's New World Order, or Russo's Sports Entertainment Extreme. Dusty's feud with the Four Horsemen and McMahon's feud with Stone Cold were very well scripted and entertaining. The others were basically tyrants being power hungry and lording it over everybody else on the roster. So what's going on with Southern Dynamite and the Monster Heel? I hope it's entertaining and well scripted. It isn't planned to be a long feud. In the PWA, David simply doesn't like my booking choices. After defeating The Undertaker to win the World Heavyweight title, he doesn't think it plausible for him to lose that title in a tag team match. He was also displeased with me allowing Austin Idol to win the title in a body slam challenge. And with my abduction today, David and Terry Gordy are staking their claim to power in the PWA. What will happen to me? Where am I? Will David be back in the arena for his title shot tonight? All these questions will be answered, well, tonight for his title shot, and then over the next few weeks as to what happens to me. So let's look at the rest of the card. We have the television title on the line, Steve Armstrong defending the title against Nightmare Ken Wayne. We have the Motor City Wrestling Bruce City heavyweight title match, with Dr. X defending the title against Al Perez. We have Hot Stuff Eddie Gilbert continuing his feud with Raven, his former tag team partner. American Heavyweight title on the line, Gino Hernandez defending against the monster heel David Von Erich, if he comes back to the arena. The MCW tag team titles are on the line as the Blackjacks defend the titles against Tony Garea and Ace Darling. And then the main event of the match, or of the card, is World Heavyweight title on the line. Austin Idol defending the title against Motor City Wrestling champion Big Boss Man. Now, I had seen that a couple of weeks ago, that it had been a couple of weeks back that he had, that when he faced Big Bubba Rogers from Hawkeye Championship Wrestling, that it had been a couple of weeks before, that was Boss Man. It's actually the opposite way around. That was a couple of weeks ago. Now he's facing Big Boss Man, the other very popular, very successful gimmick for Ray Traylor. Those are the main matches on the card tonight. There's a few more I didn't talk about. But let's get into each of the cards individually. First match, television title on the line. Steve Armstrong facing off against Nightmare Ken Wayne. And Steve and Ken have a wonderful match. Ken almost wins the match with a flying body press off the middle turnbuckle. As he hooks Steve's leg to secure the pinfall, the bell rings that the time limit has expired. So, time limit draw again for the television title. This is becoming a random thing, isn't it? Steve Armstrong keeps the title. Nightmare Ken Wayne gets up, shakes his hand afterwards, and says, maybe next time. The next two matches have a feud coming up with Chris Adams and Honky Tonk Man and Sunshine with the Guns for Hire and Bobby Heenan. So the first match in that one is Gentleman Chris Adams facing off against Bart Gunn. And Chris and Bart have a good match. Bart tries a chicken wing submission, but Adams bounces off the turnbuckle. Bart lands on his back. Adams lands on top, but his shoulders are also on the mat. Tommy Young begins the pin count. Adams manages to get his shoulder up before three. Bart does not. So your winner in a time of 13 minutes, 3 seconds is Gentleman Chris Adams. Adams rolls out of the ring as Bart complains about his shoulder being up. Young says he didn't see it. Heenan climbs onto the ring apron to give Young a piece of his mind about his officiating skills. Heenan backs Young into a corner. Billy comes down to the ring, but Chris nails him with a super kick in the aisle. Young shoves Heenan into Bart. Their heads collide. Adam climbs into the ring to help clear Bart and Heenan out of the way. Next match has Honky Tonk Man facing off against Billy Gunn. Honky Tonk Man meets Billy in the aisle as Billy gets back to his feet. He runs Billy into the ring steps before rolling him into the ring. Tommy Young calls for the bell to begin the match. Honky Tonk Man tosses Billy into the turnbuckle. As Billy staggers back from the corner, Honky Tonk Man nails him with a knee lift to the back. Billy bounces into the ropes. Honky Tonk Man rolls him up in a reverse cradle to get the pin. Billy complains about the tights being pulled, but Young simply leaves the ring, not wanting to have another confrontation with a gun and Bobby Heenan. Your winner, Honky Tonk Man, in a time of 3 minutes, 7 seconds. Next match is the Brew City Heavyweight Championship match. Dr. X facing off against Al Perez. Dr. X and Perez have a decent match. Perez gains the upper hand in the match, but Skandar Akbar climbs onto the ring apron. Perez takes a swing at him, but Akbar ducks it. Akbar grabs hold of Perez's arms and holds him. X double teams Perez as Nick Patrick calls for the bell. Perez manages to free himself from Akbar, but Dr. X takes him down with a spinebuster slam before leaving the ring. Your winner is Al Perez by disqualification, but still Brew City champion is Dr. X. Next match has new tag team from Nathaniel Whitlock. Lanny Poffo and Mance Warner, replacements for PG-13, facing off against Rough and Ready. In this match, Poffo and Warner just simply destroy Rough and Ready in your typical squash match, and they win in a time of 3 minutes, 48 seconds. Now the next match, special challenge match, Hot Stuff Eddie Gilbert versus Raven. In this special challenge match, Gilbert demanded a meeting of the bookers in the ring. Gilbert berates Raven for having turned on him. He tells Raven that one of his proudest moments during his time in the PWA was running him out of the PWA. Raven comes out to the entrance ramp with a mic in his hand. He tells Gilbert that he has been abandoned by everyone he has put his trust in. Missy disappeared. Price left the PWA when a lucrative contract extension was given to him. Why? Gilbert has poisoned their minds with his own ideas. Gilbert demands Raven to get into the ring. Raven obliges, but quickly leaves the ring. Gilbert chases him around the ring and back in. Raven tries to take control, but Gilbert quickly gets a handle on things and rolls him up with a handful of tights for the win. Gilbert quickly leaves the ring as Raven fumes. Your winner, Hot Stuff Eddie Gilbert, in a time of 3 minutes, 53 seconds. Next match is slated for the American Heavyweight title. Gino Hernandez defending against the monster heel David Von Erich. But David has not been seen at the arena since early this morning from the video. When David doesn't show up for his scheduled title match, Shane Douglas takes his place. Gino and Shane have an awesome impromptu match. Both men have great moments to be able to win the match, but they come up short repeatedly. Gino finally gets the win when Douglas submits to a camel clutch in a time of 40 minutes, 31 seconds. Your winner and still American heavyweight champion, Gino Hernandez. Next match has the MCW tag team titles on the line as the Blackjacks face off and defend the titles against Tony Garea and Ace Darling. The Blackjacks take about every shortcut they can to retain the titles. Garea and Darling have their moments, but Akbar makes sure that they truly cannot gain the upper hand. The Blackjacks get the win from Darling submitting to the claw from Blackjack Mulligan in a time of 18 minutes, 47 seconds. Main event of the night, world heavyweight title on the line. Austin Idol defending against Motor City Wrestling champion Big Boss Man. Idol has a great match with Big Boss Man, but it's cut short when Abdullah the Butcher attacks Boss Man outside the ring. Abdullah lost the title to Boss Man a month ago, and Boss Man has refused to grant him a return title shot. Boss Man accidentally knocks out David Manning, and Abdullah makes his move. Idol covers Boss Man, and Manning makes the pinfall count. Your winner and still world heavyweight champion, the universal heartthrob Austin Idol, in a time of 13 minutes, 32 seconds. So again, where am I? Where's David? Where's Terry Gordy? At this point, we don't know. We don't know what has happened to me. We don't know what their plans are for me. Maybe we'll find out next week. So I encourage you to be back for Pro Wrestling America as we come from Chicago, Wintrust Arena, next week, where we have continuing the feud between Adams and Honky Tonk Man as they switch opponents this time. Oh, wait, no, looking in, they have the same opponents. But this time, Honky Tonk Man is defending the title against Billy Gunn. You have the rematch between Steve Armstrong and Nightmare Ken Wayne for the television title. And then hopefully we have David Von Erich facing off against Bubba Ray Dudley in one of the two main events for the evening. But we'll have to see if David shows back up. All right, that's it for this week for Pro Wrestling America. I am Southern Dynamite, thanking you for being here. Come back next week. Listen to the theological side of the podcast as well. The Confessional Corner on Monday. Digging deeper into the Psalms on Thursday. And we'll see you next time.